AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. We're at nearby Joint Base Andrews. It was a long-awaited reunion as three Americans who were held in Russia came down the steps of a jet one by one to waiting family members. Vice President Harris was on hand.
This is an incredible day. You can see it in the families, in their eyes and in their cries.
President Biden was there, too, talking with reporters about the long and complex negotiations involving six countries and a total of 24 prisoners being exchanged. He noted some nations willingly return prisoners to Russia for the good of other allies.
The toughest call on this one for other countries is I asked them to do some things that were against their immediate self-interest and really very difficult for them to do, particularly Germany and Slovenia.
CBS News intelligence and national security reporter Olivia Gazis explains why the role Germany and Slovenia played was crucial in making a deal.
The Russians got eight of their own nationals who were actually convicted criminals in these various countries. Some of them were spies known as illegals. In Slovenia, they were operating embedded in society, working regular jobs, but actually spying for the Russian government.
A different kind of multi-nation convergence is rewarding top athletes at the Olympics, as CBS's Wendy Gillette reports from Paris.
The U.S. men's soccer team takes on Morocco in the quarterfinals. Trampoline gymnastics will hand out medals on the women's and men's side. In the pool, there are finals for the men's 50-meter freestyle, 200-meter individual medley, and women's 200-meter backstroke. In all, 14 sports will award medals. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Simone Biles dominated the women's gymnastics all-around competition, earning another gold medal. The United States has recognized opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the victor in Venezuela's disputed presidential election. The U.S. is calling on Venezuela's electoral authority to show proof backing its decision to declare President Nicolas Maduro the winner. Wherever you are in the United States, there's a pretty good chance it's hot and will stay that way.
148 million Americans will experience heat that is made at least three times more likely because of climate change, according to scientific analysis. The National Weather Service is forecasting several days of extreme heat for the majority of the United States. Some areas, including the Great Plains, could experience temperatures that feel hotter than 110 degrees. Meteorologists say a significant heat dome is responsible for the temperatures that will impact the lower 48, which could extend through the first week of August.
Firefighters battling California's largest wildfires are preparing for treacherous conditions this weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates fighting human trafficking say Wisconsin needs to do a much better job. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
CEO of Zetia Community, Marlene Sorensen, says we need to do better providing services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Authorities are going after suspected deer poachers in southeast Wisconsin. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office and game wardens are zeroing in on a 200-square-mile area around Fond du Lac, Dodge, and Washington counties. They're asking for information from anyone who knows anything. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The dog days of training camp.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. That's the Green Bay Packers offensive line driving the blocking sled in yesterday's hot weather.
We know it's going to be hot. Warned them yesterday to make sure they take care of their hydration, everything they put in their body, make sure you get a good night's rest, and it's going to be a little bit of a gut check, I think.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, who says the players will have tomorrow off to rest up for Saturday's sold-out family night inside Lambeau Field. The Wisconsin Badgers football training camp continues today at UW-Platteville. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2, but Pat Murphy chose to focus on the positive positive, Willy Adames, with 112 consecutive starts now at shortstop, surpassing Pat Listash.
You know, Willy Adames just set an incredible record today, playing that many games in a row at shortstop. That's something to celebrate. I have myself, and I've been lucky enough to be healthy, and I have myself ready to play every day.
The longest streak, 207 games at shortstop by Robin Yount. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any shower coming to an end? We'll see a few scattered clouds during the overnight. Mid-60s by sunrise. Our winds will be light out of the north. On Friday, any remaining cloud cover in the morning giving way to sunshine. Highs will climb to the upper 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll evaluate the Paris Olympics at the halfway point, talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, and this week's media coverage with Mark Jacob.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Jake Johnson wrote a fascinating piece over Common Dreams today. He's actually writing about another group. It's the Revolving Door Project. It's an anti-corruption watchdog group, and they're focused on Jerome Powell, you know, the chairman of the Fed. And you know what's going on? Another sneeze. What's going on with the Fed? They are suggesting, and you know, Jerome Powell. Well, first of all, what happened was yesterday the Fed Open Market Committee, which sets interest rates, met and voted and decided that they were not going to lower interest rates right now. And in fact, in June, inflation fell faster than expected. I mean, it's at 3% annually. And for the last 2 months and maybe 3 months, I'd have to go back and look, but the last 2 months, we've had either zero or negative inflation. Now, month to month, you know, the numbers are not as meaningful as quarterly, and they're not as meaningful as annual, but you know, we're at 3% right now. Keep in mind, during his entire 8 years as president, Ronald Reagan never got inflation below 4.1%. Zero. Never did. Excuse me. And so Rakin Mabood, the chief economist of the Groundwork Collaborative, said Wednesday the Fed's sky-high interest rates are causing more economic pain than the inflation they're trying to combat. A senior researcher at the RDP, Kenny Stancil, said the FOMC's decision to maintain high interest rates, despite all evidence showing the need for an immediate cut, does not preserve the Fed's independence or make Powell apolitical. It makes him a shill for the Republican Party's anti-worker, pro-Wall Street priorities. Senators Elizabeth Warren, John Hickenlooper, and Sheldon Whitehouse from Massachusetts, Colorado, and Rhode Island, respectively, wrote, quote, the economic data suggests that the Fed fund rate should be lower than it is now. The current rate is 5.25%, sometimes as high as 5.5. They went on to say a rate cut at your meeting this week would represent the polar opposite of a political intervention. See, the Republicans are out there squealing about this, and Donald Trump in particular, saying, well, they can't cut rates now because that'll, you know, juice the economy and that'll help Joe Biden in the election. So Warren, Hickenlooper, and Whitehouse are saying, no, it would be the opposite of a political intervention. They said, indeed, given that the data appears to clearly justify cutting rates, the failure to do so would indicate that the Fed is giving into this bullying and is putting political considerations ahead of its dual mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices. Excuse me. They note one of the most widely followed monetary policy guidelines suggests the rate should be a cut by 150 basis points to 4% in July. They added, refusing to follow the economic data and succumbing to political threats would be a subversion of your mandate. We urge you to make monetary policy in the interest of the American public, not a particular political party. And I think their point is well taken. I mean, you go back and you look at Fed fund rates and recessions, and more often than not, when the Fed raises interest rates substantially for a long period of time, it's followed by a recession. I mean, you know, it just tips the economy into a recession. Now, we've got extraordinary stimulus out there with the CHIPS Act, the Build Back Better Act, the American Rescue Plan. You know, you've got some over 50,000 construction projects happening across the United States right now being funded by these programs. And that's you know, kind of pushing against the drag on the economy that's the impact of high interest rates, which is, you know, arguably a good thing. But how long that can last, how long we can sustain that is at this moment an open question. So anyhow, I wanted to share that with you. I know Larry from Los Angeles calls in all the time and is convinced that Jerome Powell is a political actor and in fact, he calls him a fascist, trying to throw America into a recession. I honestly don't know. You know, I'm willing to give Jerome Powell the benefit of the doubt and assume that they are, in fact, just trying to wait a little bit and say, you know, we're gonna figure out what's going on here. But it's stirring up some real controversy. So, all that said, what's on your mind today? Picking up your calls here, Pete in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Pete, what's on your mind? What's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for all your hard work. Really appreciate it. Brings some light into the darkness. But, yeah, Tampa, one of the last Democratic strongholds in Florida. Don't give up on us.
Okay.
And my question is, all these Republican officials that have been elected in these red states to handle the voting, a lot of them have come out and said that they wouldn't certify the vote. And my question is, what is the Justice Department and the Biden administration going to do if that happens?
Yeah, and nobody knows right now, Pete. It's a big question. Rachel Maddow really threw this into the national spotlight on Monday night with her program in which she raised this question. Paul from Woodinville pointed out earlier, I had noted that the Constitution says that it must be a majority of the electoral votes that goes for the president. I was concerned that, you know, if any states didn't certify, that we would be below that 270 threshold, which constitutes a majority right now, and therefore we get thrown to the House. But Paul's point was the Constitution says of the appointed electors. And so if they're not certified, they're not appointed. And so therefore what might look like a plurality or a majority of less than 270 would still be enough to get somebody as president. The problem would be if they refuse to certify in swing states that Biden won. And no doubt that is their strategy. And then they could arguably throw the election to Trump. We're working on trying to get one of these really high-powered election lawyers on the program. There's a couple of them who've been on with us before. This is a question that is not going to go away. And, I've seen a couple of election lawyers come out and say, don't worry, you know, the new modifications to the Electoral College Count Act, rather, are going to make this much harder to game. Others have pointed out that there were people who have tried to refuse to certify elections in the past, you know, in the 2022 and 2020 elections. And basically the courts came in and said, if you do that, you're going to jail. You know, you're in violation of your
own
job.
So the courts are standing strong.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, you know, if it goes before Eileen Cannon, I don't think you're going to see that kind of response. So it's the question is which
court. We know what side of bread's buttered on for that one.
Oh, she wants to be on the Supreme Court.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure,
no doubt,
Pete.
No doubt.
Yeah, good talking to you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you so much for taking my call. Regarding fact-checking Trump, as you recall, the CNN debate with Trump and Biden was disastrous, but I think a big part of the problem was the CNN did not fact-check all the lies that Trump spewed out.
I agree.
And so My thing is that if Kamala Harris does a debate with Trump, they have to make sure that they fact-check this guy, because he's going to lie through his teeth, as he usually does. And another thing is that I think it will be a good idea as a campaign or an ad campaign that they should do a fact-check campaign on Trump as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea, and I think a lot of the ads probably, in a way, indirectly anyway, are probably fact-checking him. I agree with you that the big problem with the so-called debate, I can't even call it a debate, was that Trump wasn't fact-checked. On the other hand, Biden seemed to be in no shape to fact-check him. And I suspect that in a debate with Kamala Harris, even if the moderators are not fact-checking, she will. She knows the issues really well. She's quick on her feet. I'm not so worried about that. The problem was, Joe Biden was struggling to get his words out, and as he has much of his life, but that's no longer an issue. So
agreed.
Yeah. So I think fact checking is an important. Did you see the his appearance yesterday before the National Association of Black Journalists?
Oh yes, it was horrible. I cannot believe the things that were coming out of his mouth.
Well, they fact checked him in real time. And God bless him. I mean, especially the woman from ABC News. I'm forgetting her name, but she was so good. I mean, she just and then Trump got so flustered he stole her water bottle.
She was asking some really tough questions, and he didn't like that, and it was really, really good.
Yeah. And he should, he had an opportunity there. He should have welcomed that. He should have said, that's a tough question, and I understand that, people might have misinterpreted things I've said in the past, and thank you for that question.
Trump is incapable. Yeah, Trump is incapable of doing that.
That's correct.
Yeah, the guy is a racist, and that came, he showed his true colors. Yeah,
and he's incapable of grace. And that's what it would have taken.
Correct.
It would have taken a little bit of grace. And
thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Alfredo. Good talking to you. 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth to multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The National Security Agency just came out and said that this prisoner swap was the most complicated in history. It was the biggest since the Soviet Union. An amazing accomplishment. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Turn off that channel. It's filling you with lies, spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. Misleading, it's wrong, it's designed to confuse. It will watch your pain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them poison you. Don't listen to
Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Matt in Greenville, Ohio. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Yeah, welcome, or thanks for having me on. I wanted to talk about the Democratic messaging a little bit. I really love the fact that calling them weird is putting their skin so bad, but especially when things like calling them fascist or racist, you know, they shrug off as no
big deal. Like that. They think it makes them seem tough and strong, and they want their base to know that they're racist. So yeah, weird really. You know, what's with the orange makeup? You know, what's with the giant, you know, rat's nest on your head comb over? You know, what's with all this weird behavior? I like it, Matt.
And, you know, the reason I was bringing up, you know, calling them fascists is the policies they're looking to implement. So they're talking about, you know, implementing martial law, having armed soldiers in our cities, and rounding up brown people for detention camps to be deported. And one thing that I haven't heard anyone say, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but why isn't anyone calling what they want, their policies they want to implement, a police state? You know, from the crowd for decades cried about jackbooted thugs, you know, coming in and taking their guns. And it seems like they're just fine with that, as long as it's not their house and, you know, out in BFE that is getting knocked on.
Yeah. Yeah. Good question. Why aren't you know, there's strategies, there are tactics referred to as police state tactics. That's, you know, let me ponder that one, Matt. Perhaps we should begin doing so. I think you're absolutely right. Matt, thank you for that. That was a good one. Ray in Chicago. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I didn't hear earlier when you were speaking about Sidney Powell continually keeping the inflation rate high.
You mean Lewis Powell. Yeah.
Oh, Lewis, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't understand why more people aren't talking about that, because it's got the Republicans thinking that this is all Joe Biden's fault, and it isn't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the inflation was caused by the pandemic. It has hit every country in the world, and the United States right now, unique among countries in the world, has the lowest inflation rate in the world. You know, outside of any, you know, I mean, there may be some economies that are just, you know, falling apart. But that, you know, of functioning economies in the world, we're doing the best. We're doing really, really well. And I'm of the opinion that Powell should have lowered interest rates at least a quarter point, just a statement of confidence, you know, that we're moving in the right direction. But he didn't. And
didn't he say, and I mean to interrupt you, but didn't he say at the beginning of the year that if the economy continued to go as it was going, at the beginning of the year, then he would probably be lowering the inflation rate like six times.
I don't recall the number of times he said that he probably would. I think the conventional wisdom was that there would probably be three lowering of rates, but I'd have to go back and look at the old news stories. But yeah, he did come out and say that he expected, and it may well happen in the next couple of months. You know, I'm not giving up on it, but yeah. I think it's a big deal, and frankly, I mean, right now, anybody whose, you know, economic well-being is influenced by interest rates, you know, a car loan, a home mortgage, credit card debt, revolving debt, you know, buying furniture on time, whatever it may be, they're being hurt. That part of the economy, those parts of the economy that are interest sensitive, are really being battered by, you know, a year now of a little over a year of, you know, 5% plus base interest rates, you know, giving us 20 and 30% interest rates in you know, things like buying used cars and credit cards and things. It is time to slow that down and to bring those numbers down. Ray, thank you for the call.
Yeah, I think that's good. Okay, thank you.
Yep, good talking to you. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour, so stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk radio for the rest of us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We're right back with your calls on the other side of this. Stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News special report. The family of imprisoned Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich got their wish just before midnight Eastern Time. As he exited a jet that brought him home after Russian imprisonment, President Biden greeted him, along with Michigan's Paul Whelan and Russian-American journalist Alsu Kermasheva.
Great satisfaction and a feeling of relief for the family.
Vice President Harris was there.
I'm very thankful for our president and what he has done over his entire career, but in particular as it relates to these families and these individuals, what he has been able to do to bring the allies together.
Germany gave up an important prisoner so other nation citizens could go home.
Without a doubt, the big get for the Russians was Vadim Krasikov, the former FSB official and convicted murderer who was serving a life sentence in Germany.
CBS News correspondent Olivia Gosses. CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five student groups at UW-Milwaukee are being suspended temporarily for some anti-Semitic social media posts. The school is linking the groups to social media posts it calls alarming. UWM says the posts use intimidating language aimed at Jewish community members and organizations that support Israel. Details are trickling in slowly about Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Eau Claire next week. Here's James Kelly.
Harris and her running mate will visit the region on Wednesday afternoon, although an exact time and host location has yet to be revealed. The campaign plans to announce who will be her running mate on Monday. According to an Associated Press report, Vice President Harris is planning stops with her running mate in seven swing states next week. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of the show Squid Game are in for a real treat as a release date for season 2 has been announced. IndieWire reports that Netflix has also announced on Wednesday that a third season will happen in 2025. Season 2 will premiere on Netflix December 26th of this year. Not many people have sympathy for high-paid movie stars, but Roadhouse director Doug Liman says despite the fact that 50 million people streamed Roadhouse on Amazon Prime, he did not receive 1 cent. Variety reports that Liman said the MGM film was originally slated to open in theaters, but was switched to streaming at the last minute. And despite the robust streaming numbers, no one was compensated, including star Jake Gyllenhaal and producer Joel Silver. There is a second Roadhouse in development. No word yet on whether or not Conor McGregor will wear pants in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any shower coming to an end. We'll see a few scattered clouds during the overnight. Mid-60s by sunrise. Our winds will be light out of the north. On Friday, any remaining cloud cover of the morning giving way to sunshine. Highs will climb to the upper 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us from the recombobulation area. We learn more details about President Biden's efforts to free hostages held in Russia. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
So it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the treats, the cod skin treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Just a reminder that tomorrow for the entire third hour of our program, this hour, Dr. Marty will be with us answering your questions about your pets. This is an homage to cat ladies and dog bros for Kamala, there you go. Get it right. And okay, and right now I'm picking up your calls on anything else. So Catherine in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Catherine, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Yes, regarding the shenanigans that they're going to be doing to mess with the certification crew, the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, has an article which was updated on July 15th. And what they've done in Georgia is the counties have made a proposal to the state election board to amend the words. The Georgia law makes clear that election certification is a ministerial and non-discretionary function. They want to change that to make it it's not mandatory, it's discretionary.
In other words, right now in Georgia, if an election official refuses to certify, they could be prosecuted, arguably, or at least held to account legally, and they want to make it so that they can't be? Is that what I mean? Am I understanding correctly what you're saying?
No. What they're saying is they don't have to certify.
Right
and
now.
And the law clearly says that they do, but it also says here in the article that several of those counties did not certify. But I guess he had enough votes that it didn't matter or whatever. Right. But, you know, it is absolutely ridiculous because this would just, and it also says that they can have plenty of time to resolve allegations of error or election fraud through the courts and, drag this whole thing out. So maybe in March we know who's president. So it's a great article.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Sounds interesting. Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Yep. James in North Hollywood, California. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi. Thanks for your work. I love your show.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'm just thinking, I've been around for 73 years. I'm just wondering if they'll come up with some kind of October surprise like they usually do. And I'm thinking maybe he'd make Trump would negotiate with Putin and try to end the war or something like that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think those doors have closed. An October surprise wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, you know, Reagan did it by cutting a deal with the Iranians to hold the hostages. Nixon did it by cutting a deal with South Vietnam to blow up the peace talks that Lyndon Johnson had worked out. I don't know if George W. Bush had an October surprise. I don't think so. I think he was just coasting on the good feelings around 9/11 and his phony wars. All the lies that he told, you know, we didn't really figure out all those lies until after he was reelected. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. I just can't imagine what it would be. Nobody could have imagined, you know, back in 68 that Nixon would blow up the Vietnam peace talks or in 1980 that Reagan would blow up the, Carter's efforts to get the hostages back.
I just wonder if maybe the Democrats have some kind of, you know, think tank where they're trying to come up with all kinds of different scenarios that they would have to counter if something like that were to happen, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope so, James. If people have thoughts about what Trump might be able to pull off as an October surprise. I mean, getting the hostages released would work against Trump, just like it did today. If anything, probably his coordination with Netanyahu trying to create a larger war in the Middle East and drag the United States into it. Trita Parsi is out today talking about that and how he thinks that Netanyahu is trying to amp up the war because he knows that once the war is over, he loses office, he loses power, and he goes to prison. And he doesn't want that to happen. Yeah. And of course, Trump is trying to keep out of prison too. So these guys. And Netanyahu went down to Mar-a-Lago this week, or was it last week? Which, you know, whenever he came here, I don't do time well anymore, but never have actually. But
that's all a possibility, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the only thing that occurs to me. But we've got a great brain trust among all our listeners. Maybe people have other suggestions. James, thanks for the call. That was a good one. Gar in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing there, Tom?
Good. What's up?
You're having a very interesting program. I just hope I can add something to it. My thing is the media is treating Trump like he's a three-year-old baby. I mean, this joker got 34 felonies, raped women, and they legitimize him. I mean, he's on the ballot. You remember Bernie Madoff?
Yeah, I do.
And Michael Milken?
Yep.
And Martha Stewart.
Yep. They all went to prison.
Yeah, basically the same thing.
Yeah, no, he's done a whole lot worse than certainly Martha Stewart. I mean, they went after her because she was a Democrat, but, you know, that's just me.
But the point that I'm trying to make is that I blame the Democrats and Republicans for legitimizing him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he should be nowhere near a ballot in a true civilized country.
I agree, girl. I mean, you know, 30 years ago,
civilized country.
Can you imagine 30 years ago if somebody had said, you know, someday a man is going to run for president and be endorsed by a major party who has been convicted of 34 felonies, who has been convicted of having raped a woman and has been accused of it by 23 other women, including a 13-year-old girl, and has been convicted of fraud, has been convicted of robbing and, you know, of stealing money from people who wanted to just get a university degree. And who oversaw a pandemic in which he was so incompetent that an unnecessary 500,000 Americans died.
But you know his good attribute? He's a drama queen, and the media love it.
Yeah, he is
a drama queen.
That's been his shtick his whole entire life, is he knows how to manipulate the media. He learned that in his 20s.
And you talked about Fox News. Fox News told you up front, we ain't entertainment. We ain't news.
Yep.
We entertainment.
Well, and we learned that during that lawsuit from the voting machine company, where Sean Hannity and all these other guys had to come in and say, yes, we lied to our viewers. In the background, we thought that, you know, what Trump was doing was wrong. We knew that he had lost the election, but we lied to our viewers anyway and said these terrible things about voting machine companies and whatnot because it made money for Rupert Murdoch, for the Murdoch family.
And the fact is, if you don't have to fact check it, Trump is a 34 felon criminal. That's a fact.
There you go.
Fact check.
There you go.
Simple as that. Thank you.
Thank you, Gar. Good one. Joe in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Real quick, I have an idea for those folks out there who are proficient in making bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from John 8:44 in the Bible. And, the entire context is just too long. But the statement, there is no truth in him, and then a photo or a picture of the visage of Trump.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I've got to reprise my, revisit my Is Trump the Antichrist rant, because...
anyway, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, it's a good one, John. John hung up. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-through line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. And there was no order for me. And I said to the guy, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and so-called organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we gather neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every
the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls. Jason in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Jason, what's up? Republican Jason?
No, I'm not a Republican at all.
Okay. So what's up, Jason?
I just wanted to respond to the police state attack that the caller brought up earlier about why don't the Democrats use that line of attack on the fascists and what the Republicans want to do right now. And my response to that would be because they don't have a lot of credibility on that issue. Ever since the George Floyd protests, Democratic mayors and governors and Joe Biden himself have been lurched to the right and have been increasing police budgets.
I don't think that has to do with George Floyd. I think that had to do with the explosion of crime that happened during and immediately after the pandemic. The homelessness crisis just exploded in 2020, and it had been creeping up in the late in 18 and 19 during the Trump administration. And it's been going on for some time, but it really got bad in 2020 and 2021. And we saw this here in Portland. Homeless people basically took over downtown and were driving people out. And so, our mayor said enough already. We're going to crack down on this stuff. I don't think that's a bad thing, Jason.
Well, I guess I'm recalling back to the George Floyd protests when the police were intentionally targeting people's eyes.
They certainly were calling that out here in Portland. You had federal troops coming in here wearing no name badges, kidnapping people off the streets. Our mayor was apoplectic.
My point, though, is that if the fascists are going to create a police state, the Democrats teed it up for them. And you can trace that all the way back to Obama when he was bringing surplus military equipment and giving it to police departments all over the country.
That was actually the 1099 program, whatever it's called. That was started by Reagan.
Yeah.
And it was continued by every president and has been continued by every president since then. And I'd like to see it stop. Jason, thanks for the call. Kurt in Ithaca, New York. Hey, Kurt, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Nice to talk to you. The thing that really gets me, going back to what Gore said earlier, was we basically got
an adjudicated rapist with 34 felonies that tried to overthrow an election, right? And then he stole top security secrets. And we just normalize it. We don't talk about it. Yep. The media doesn't push him on it.
Yep.
They just talk about, oh, well, what was the unemployment rate under Trump, which is a ridiculous thing to say.
Yeah.
And then Andrea Mitchell says to her guest with a straight face, oh, you know, but is America ready to have a black woman president? And this is just, yeah, honestly,
Gagney,
I'm sure she's a nice lady. She has great dinner parties or whatever. But that is a racist freaking question.
Yeah.
I mean, why don't we ask people, is America ready to have unintegrated swimming pools? It's ridiculous.
Is America ready to have an orange rapist as president?
Exactly.
I get your point. And you know, Andrea Mitchell's husband is Alan Greenspan, if you didn't know.
I did. Yeah.
She's always been a little to the right. So, Kurt, thank you. Your point was really well made. Thank you. Peter in Lawton, Oklahoma. Hey, Peter, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just got through reading an article there on the LA Times about the Oklahoma schools and religion being forced down the people's throats.
Yeah, your governor is requiring teachers to teach the Bible. How's that going to work out?
Yes, and I'm a part. I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and in the early 60s, we were taught nothing like that. We were taught history of the United States, but in fact, the second half of sixth grade, we were taught about World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time it was required at seventh grade to take civics.
Yep.
And this is a fascist move, though. But if you look back in the 1930s Germany, they were doing the same thing. In fact, I'm not going to mention his name, but the leader said that we were a Christian movement.
Yeah.
Hitler
had his own, had Reichsbishop Mueller was the guy who was put in charge of all religion in Germany. He committed suicide after the end of the war. He had the good sense to do so. Hitler used religion. He used Christianity.
On every German soldier's belt buckle in German, it says God with us.
Yeah,
Gott mit uns. And that's scary.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Hitler, his shtick, the whole Third Reich thing, was that this was ordained by Christ, that there should be, you know, a new German Republic, and this new Reich or this new kingdom essentially would comport with the, you know, the kingdom of God.
Right.
Peter, I got to run, but thank you. Well said. Thank you so much for your calls and for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. And just a reminder, third hour tomorrow, Dr. Marty's going to be answering pet questions. Yeah, we need a break from politics every now and then. And this is, you know, in honor of the cat ladies for Kamala and Kamala. So anyhow, thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian John DeCoste as Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins me to talk Twisters, and it's a bar band Friday as Terry Barr brings us new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk? Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Families of three Americans.